WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Each week, we pick one artist and trace their musical roots for 2 hours. And for some of you, you may not know this, I'm actually going to be retiring from the show that I helped found. But JJ is going to continue it. But I want to choose my last couple of shows as carefully as possible. Make them, try to choose artists that are truly deeply meaningful to me. So I opted to pick Rick Froberg for this evening, and not exactly a household name, especially outside of the sort of DIY underground punk rock, hardcore, post-hardcore, whatever kind of scene you want to call it. But his place in the underground music history is huge, and hopefully after tonight, maybe just how big his influence is will be a little bit more clear. So Rick, a.k.a. Rick Fork, Rick Froberg, is a 44-year-old musician and artist. He was born in L.A., then lived in Encinitas, California, which is just outside San Diego, and now is in Brooklyn. He's been the guitar player and, well, singer in Pitchfork, not related to the music website. Then he went on to be in Drive Like Jehu and Hot Snakes, all within the San Diego scene, and also with partner John Reese, who was also well-known from Rocket from the Crypt, as well as many other bands. Between Rick and John, who, in my mind, are probably, as a duo and a band within this kind of underground music community, as important as Ian from Fugazi. So, I also have Mr. Sunshine with me here, mm-hmm. too. So, I would say Ian and Guy is the East Coast version for me for what Rick and John Reese are for the San Diego area. So we, in present tense, have Rick in the Obits. We have some Hot Snakes reunion shows going on. It's also very important to say that beyond music, that Rick has also been, he started a fanzine at age 16 called Subculture, where he kind of sort of built up his artistic technique. He's done, I think, almost all of his releases, except for maybe one 7-inch. Lots of other band releases, including Rocket from the Crypt and stuff for Swami, which is John Reese's record label. So I'm going to focus on Rick, though it's really kind of ridiculous to say the show's just about Rick Froberg, because really John Reese is kind of a partner in crime through all of this, and how they help kind of advance and push ahead underground punk and hardcore, post-hardcore, second-generation emo, third-generation emo, blah, screamo, math rock, just to name a few, as well as building the San Diego music scene up, who post and sort of becoming peers, the Gravity record scene, which had Heroin, Antioch Arrow, Click Attack Ikatawi, 3-1-G Records, which had Locus, folk built by Justin Pearson from Locus. So an incredible community of musicians. But the track we started off the set with behind me was the Meat Puppets. And I kept Mr. Derek Sunshine here with me because I am an old lady who comes from this sort of earlier time period. But you, just a smidgen older than me,
just a touch,
can talk a little bit more deeply about the SST influence and how hardcore and punk rock and noisy music got weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, SST, of course, originally the core band was Black Flag. And it seemed like anywhere Black Flag went, people formed more hardcore bands. But then they got the Greg Ginn, who was the guitarist in Black Flag, as well as really the founder of SST Records, would begin to sign all these unusual bands. He signed Sonic Youth. He signed Dinosaur Jr. The Meat Puppets started out as kind of a hardcore band, but they got very strange very early and really kind of started challenging their crowds almost by what they were doing. And then there were bands like the Alternatives from right here in Richmond that were more instrumental rock. Greg Ginn had his instrumental rock project Gone. And so it went from being kind of a sort of a pure hardcore label to being this very adventurous label. And at one point it really had some amazing records. In 1984, they had what I call the trifecta of SST, which is Double Nickels on the Dime by the Minutemen, Husker Du's Zen Arcade, and Meatmen 2. And if you think all three of those records came out within months of each other by the same record label, I mean, that was just a huge, and there were records that everyone who was listening to underground rock at that point was just totally connected with.
So we're sort of graduating from the 77 punk thing.
Oh, yeah.
And this is sort of the next generation of angry youth. And even the heavier music where, you know, you have some heavy metal, something heavy metal happening. But this was all heavy music that wasn't for metalheads, that wasn't traditional heavy. And so the kids, like myself, like you who grew up listening to this stuff, when we all started deciding to try to be in bands, and people like Rick Froberg and John Reese, you suddenly have the next generation of kids who are shaped deeply by, and I should also mention SST was a Southern California record label. So
they're sort just of, up the highway in LA.
Exactly. So regional to these guys. So it makes sense that we'd start the show with the Meat Puppets, and SST will and the bands that are a part of that world, we'll hear from another, at least one or two for the rest of the show. But thank you for stepping in. I know you've just finished your 2 hours on air, and I made you stay a little bit longer.
It's worth listening to this.
So. Super appreciated. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get back to music, I promise. Way less talking from here on out. And, you know, yet another really important building block to the sound that John and Rick helped create would be Rites of Spring and Discord Records. So we're going to start with Rites of Spring in Silence, Words Away.
Get up! rides at all. Just feeds off the sun. So you gotta turn away. There's no other way, cause you're an alien. They're gonna put the dog in the den.
Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Don't Look Back, 2929 West Carey Street, Chorizo, Carnitas, Chicken, Skin Tacos, Beverages, and more. Don't Look Back, Mexican Restaurant in Careytown, 353-8226. Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by 43rd Street Festival of the Arts, celebrating 20 years this Saturday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at West 43rd Street and Forest Hill Avenue. The 43rd Street Festival is a juried fine art and craft show with food and local musical performances by Rachel Lako, Susan Greenbaum, Blue Line Highway, Blue Cats, and Amin Otago. For more information, call Robin Cage at 804-233-1758. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about Rick Froberg, who is contained in many of the bands you're going to hear tonight. He started off in Pitchfork, which was in the first set we heard. It was actually kind of a long set that we kicked off the show with. And then I'm going to progress through his years in various bands and the many bands that have kind of offshoot from his bands. So behind me is Bob Dylan, and I think every show in the 4 years I've been doing it, there's usually one track that an artist says and claims is an influence that I thought, I did not expect that. And I would say for this particular show, Bob Dylan is probably the one I was not expecting to play. We play a lot of Bob Dylan. For those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know that, yeah, Bob has influenced a lot of people. But I wasn't going to guess Rick. But there was a little article clipping I saved, and he says that not only does he love Bob Dylan, but he had a really great quote about sometimes they can be a hero for 5 minutes and sometimes they can be a hero for their entire career. I think that's a really smart quote about, it almost doesn't, if something influences you as a creative person, it almost doesn't matter if it lasts 5 minutes because it still inspired you, especially if you've created a piece of art based off of that other piece of art. But sometimes people manage to keep doing really cool stuff for their whole life. And I guess Bob Dylan to Rick is one of those people. So we have It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding behind me. Then we heard Mission of Burma with Devotion off of Signals, Calls, and Marches from 1981. God, it's so hot in the studio. Every time I come here, I'm fine, and then I become so parched and my throat becomes all tight. I feel like I am going through puberty or something. But anyway, so think 1981. We talked a little bit earlier about the SST vibe, even though this band is from Boston. They're doing something that really wasn't happening yet. You have that sort of uptight, almost angular sound, but then there's sonic explorations that were just really ahead of its time for 1981. And they've certainly influenced so many bands, from Nirvana and Pearl Jam to Fugazi, Guided by Voices. The list is just huge. And, of course, Sonic Youth, Jawbox. But I wouldn't be playing it tonight if it didn't also influence the Drive Like Jehu, Pitchfork, Hot Snakes, Family Tree as well. So that's why they're in there. We heard Squirrel Beat with Black Light Poster Child off of Skag Heaven. I really wish somebody, maybe it's been done, remix and remaster that record. I feel like it could use a little warming up and cleaning up. Again, kind of ahead of their time in the early to mid, well, I guess they broke up in 88, from Louisville, Kentucky. So they were kind of doing a math rock, post-hardcore thing, but they also had an emotional outpouring that somebody like Right to Spring was doing before them. So you serve the next generation of not deformed, but just a new version of emo and hardcore and punk rock, introducing melody but still angsty. And then we heard Pitchfork off of Eucalyptus. They were Rick's band along with John Reese. And then you had Dan Ekram on bass and then Joey on drums. And they formed in 1986. I don't know how I didn't know that Rick only sung in Pitchfork. I never had the privilege of seeing them live. But it was John Reese who played guitar and, I guess, piano on that record. So learn something new every time I do this show as well. They only released the one full length and a single. We heard Husker Du because no angsty, smart, hardcore set should do without Husker Du, who, of course, developed and added more melody and much more interesting surprising styles to heavy music, so it makes sense that it falls in this set as well. We heard the Wipers with Alien Boy from Portland, Oregon. Seattle's music scene, the grunge Northwest community, wouldn't exist really without the sort of outsider, angry frustration, but still melodic thing that Greg Sage from the Wipers produced. Then we heard On a Roll with Lives of Saints, number 135, Naked Wife. And we were lucky enough to have Bob Schick be a guest, gosh, I guess just about a year ago on the show, and talk about On a Roll and all of their influences. I think I said Bob was the vocalist, right? And On a Roll is sort of, while all of the members are very important, the things that people talk about is Penn Rawlings' guitar playing, which is really the predecessor to math rock and math metal, as well as influencing, inspiring people from, again, Fugazi to Pavement. And it's kind of amazing to think that you have this vocal angsty bite of Bob Schick, which, again, wasn't really happening at the time, and then Penn's really unheard of playing style. And this is happening right here in Richmond. It's if there was, I don't know, one band I would say that Richmond should really pay tribute to and I wish the rest of the world knew about, it would be On a Roll. And who? Oh, Rites of Spring at the beginning of that set with In Silence, Words Away, and I already did my spiel on them. We all know that we can thank them or blame them, depending on how you feel about emo, for that whole development of hardcore. So now we're on to Sonic Youth with Silver Rocket. We're stretching the time period where Pitchfork has broken up, and Drive Like Jehu, which is going to be Rick Froberg on guitars and vocal, and including John Reese, and I'll talk about their lineup in that time period and who else was within their sort of family tree of sound. So without further ado, Sonic Youth, Silver Rocket off of Daydream Nation.
Get my. Please let me.
shedding, no peeler, not wire, no switch.
WRAR starts its fun drive on September 14th. Wait, don't change anything. WRAR fun drives are exciting, energetic, and enthusiastic showcases of all things great in Richmond. We throw open our front door onto Broad Street and invite bands, musicians, artists, newsmakers, and you to come into our studio. Experience community radio for yourself and make an appointment with WRAR to listen, participate, and donate. The fun drive starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, September 14th, so stay tuned to WRAR LP 97.3 FM or listen online at WRIR.org.
This is Cause and Effect, and I am Lightning's Girl. Tonight's show is all about the guitar player, vocalist, artiste, that is Rick Froberg. WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our generous underwriters. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well. Without our underwriters, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about supporting WRIR while getting the word out about what you have to offer, you can send an email to underwriting@WRIR.org. Let's talk a little bit about what you just heard. Well, behind me right now is Girls Against Boys with Don't Got a Place on... Important to play because drummer Alex, who was also in one of my favorite bands of all time, Soulside, is now, I don't know if he's going to be permanent, but a touring member of Obits, which is Rick's newest band. We heard 3 Mile Pilot with 97 MT Mount. I'm not quite sure the right way to pronounce that. And they'll forever be the band. I was in a emo-y post-hardcore band in the 90s, and anybody who grew up in that scene worshipped what was happening in San Diego, which includes all of the bands you're hearing tonight, or a lot of them. So we wanted to play San Diego. We had a show at 3 Mile Pilot, and we were staying with the band Boilermaker. And I guess somehow a reggae band ended up on the bill and played for 2 or 3 hours. And by the time they were finished, we started playing, and then word spread that both Boilermaker and 3 Mile Pilot bailed. So everyone wanted their money back. So while we're playing on the floor of the show, people are just literally walking up as me, the singer, is singing and saying, I want my money back, because 3 Mile Pilot didn't play. So I love the band, but we'll never forget that terrible experience. And San Diego hosted us otherwise very well, except for the bag of oranges we were paid in that evening. But, you know, being a fanboys and girls of that scene, we couldn't tour America and not play there. Such a nerd. So we also heard Drive Like Jehu with Step on Chameleon from their self-titled record. So as I mentioned, Pitchfork, his band, Rick's band, broke up, and then they sort of picked up with Drive Like Jehu, which featured Rick on lead guitar and singing, John Reese. And then we had Mike Kennedy as a bass player and Mark Trombino on drums. And I will also say the one fatal flaw I have with pretty much this whole set is it doesn't have very many girls, and I felt like it was too cheesy to play my old band. But I kind of feel like I might be the only female vocalist I can think of off the top of my head that really worship all of Rick's bands. But at least we have Kim in Sonic Youth, and we're going to hear from Unwound in a little bit. And there's a female drummer there, Sarah. So there's some ladies represented, but I kind of wish there were more girls in the set. But Weird Fugazi with Sub-Fisted Find. I said this earlier as well. I really consider a lot of the work that Rick and John did in all of their bands pretty similar to the family tree of Fugazi, Rites of Spring, Minor Threat, Embrace. And so you have that sort of the DC style of two guitar players who really did completely blew up the idea of lead and rhythm guitar and did their own crazy guitar work. And I think that Rick and John kind of did a version of that themselves, but on the other coast. And then we heard Sonic Youth with Silver Rocket, and a great quote from Rick talking about Sonic Youth. And he says that, "I think that the first band I heard that made me aware of the possibilities was Sonic Youth. They were the first band that actually made me want to play guitar because of the sound they were doing, and it was just seemed possible to do what they were doing. There was a world of things you could do without having to deal with being able to play really well." So another cool Rick quote I wanted to throw in. And let's get back to some more music. I'm going to have to pop back in just to say at the top of the hour that you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. You can look at the set list for tonight at WRIR.org. And our studio line is 804-649-9737. So we're going to go into some followers now. And the sort of next generation, even though Drive Like Jehu, who then develops into Hot Snakes, is sort of still happening. You have bands like Quicksand, like Seaweed, who are taking heavy but also marrying it to something sort of melodic. Again, making sort of an alternative to metal, so twisting what heavy music could sound like. So here is Quicksand with Dine Alone.
Time alone, can you take it? And it's true, true.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. The time is now 8:02. Bear with the feedback, it's on purpose.
Red light. broadcast of WRAR is made possible in part by Fresca on Addison, offering vegetarian pizzas, sandwiches, salads, soups, and starters. Fresca on Addison at the corner of West Cary and Addison. Menus, photos, reviews, and more on Facebook and the web at frescaonaddison.com. Broadcast of WRAR is made possible in part by Globe Hopper Coffee House and Lounge, 2100 East Main Street, coffee culture and community with ABC Outside Patio in Richmond's Chaco Bottom. Thank you, Globe Hopper.
And thank you, Carson. You are officially the hardest working senior in high school ever, I think, maybe. She has been my intern for, we decided today it's been about a year, so happy anniversary to us, and I'm so lucky to have her help me out each week, so thanks, lady. All right, let's talk about what you just heard. Behind me is Kokomo Arnold with Milk Cow Blues, who the Obits cover on I Blame You, which was their debut album in 2009. And also has been covered by all sorts of cool cats, from Willie Nelson to Aerosmith, Dead Moon. It doesn't get much cooler than that. The Kinks. So we just heard 7 minutes of maybe my favorite of all of the Rick Froberg bands, and that would be Drive Like Jehu. Though, I don't know, Pitchfork could also be a Desert Islandist pick for me, but if I had to pick one song, Super Unison would be it. And when I think about what is it about all of the bands that he's been in, and John Reese as well, that really still are sort of cult favorites. They're really worshipped within the sort of angsty post-hardcore guitar-playing, youthful-sounding, energetic, Discord-influenced, that whole world. And I think their music is complex in the way that sort of being young is. So you've got anger and some beauty, and there's some tangled webs, there's volcanic energy, it's unpredictable. And I kind of think for younger folk, and when I say younger in this day and age, 28 and below, that's kind of a timeless sensation, and it makes perfect sense to me that that would still speak to people, you know, two generations later. And then for those of us who grow up listening to these songs, they become, I don't know, part of our memory bank, and so they have sort of a sentimental value, which keeps them played in our homes, and our cars, in our Walkmans. Yeah, that's how old I am. Walkman, I said it. iPods, whatever. We heard At the Drive-In with Mannequin Republic. And safe to say that would be a follower, but also kind of a peer, because they ended up touring around the same time period. And then we heard Le Savoir Fav with Honor, and that's another huge follower fan of the band, Drive Like Jehu, and Pitchfork, and Hot Snakes, and all the things that Rick have been really a part of. And in fact, when Le Savoir Fav was picking the Altamara Parties lineup, they asked Hot Snakes to play it, and so, in fact, they have reformed. And I guess that was, I want to say 2011, December of last year. So, some people were lucky enough to see the Hot Snakes do an offshoot handful of small shows. And one thing I wanted to add, whenever people talk about no good records came out on a major label, and coming into like the indie rock, hardcore, whatever community in the early 90s and mid 90s, there was sort of a bidding war from a lot of major labels to sign hot alternative bands. And so weird bands that you would never expect to be on a major label, like Jawbox or Seaweed and Helmet, were suddenly having bidding wars and suddenly on major labels. So Yank Crime, 1994, Interscope Records. So we are into some of the, I guess, final 45 minutes of the set. And I want to play another band that's sort of within the same peer group and doing yet another sort of twist on Sonic Youth. So it's always interesting to hear a band that you know have influenced both Unwound and Rick Froberg, but do two versions of what their inspiration is. So Unwound were from Olympia, Washington, and the track I'm playing tonight is from 1996, and it's called Everything Is Weird. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
here's where I'm going to talk for the next 20 seconds because there's some cursing going on and, you know, the FCC doesn't like that. So I'm just going to pop in to say that this is the Deftones covering Drive Like Jehu's Caress. And I think it's pretty safe to say that bands like the Deftones, who ended up being superstars, unlike Drive Like Jehu, Pitchfork, or Hot Snakes, or Obits, they pretty much wouldn't exist with bands like the ones that Rick and John played in, Rick Froberg and John Reese being sort of the feature artists of this evening. So I'm going to bring the volume back up and let the song go on without the cursing. WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I'm Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about Rick Froberg and all the bands that he has been in his family tree, which includes Pitchfork, Drive Like Jehu, Hot Snakes, Obits, and then we're heading into some of the offshoot bands of John Reese, who has been his guitar songwriting partner in crime for much of this his career. But first, let's see. We heard Deftones, which I've already pleaded my case. I think that bands like even Mars Volta, even though they were at the drive-in, who were sort of peers, also followers, they still couldn't have done what they did without Drive Like Jehu type bands doing it first. We heard Hot Snakes with Suicide Invoice, and what I really didn't know about Hot Snakes was it was really a side project. In 1999, John Reese was taking some time off from Rocket from the Crypt. He was in between record labels. So he and longtime drummer friend Adam Willard were sort of floating around. He started his own record label, John did, called Swami. And then he started working on some demos and asking around for friends to kind of help him out. And it turned out that he asked Mr. Froberg to donate some vocals on the tracks. And then you have Jason Corkunis, I think is how you say his name, from Delta 72. And so really, the demos from that album became the 2000 Hot Snakes record, Automatic Midnight, which was released on his label, Swami. And it was a little complicated to be a normal band at this point because Reese is still in California. At this point, Rick Froberg has moved to New York City. And so they're living kind of on two different coasts. And I think Jason was in Philadelphia at this point. So it was definitely hard to coordinate touring and scheduling of recording, but it happened. And then for a full touring band, they added Gar Wood from Beehive and the Barracudas, who is also in Tanner and Fishwife, and that's who is being played behind me right now. It's Beehive and the Barracudas' Black Dove. And so we also heard Pinback with AFK. And I have to confess, I was a huge Heavy Vegetable fan. And when they stopped being a band and went on to eventually become Pinback, I don't know. I sort of sulked about it and never really paid as much attention to Pinback as I probably should. And that song reminds me that's something I really need to revisit. And Unwound at the top of that set with Everything is Weird off of it's a single History, which is a compilation from 1996. And again, features one of the few ladies in that set with Sarah on drums. So more music. We're going to hear Hot Snakes' Automatic Midnight, The song is called 10th Planet. I think I've forwarded the track. Yes, I have. So if you're curious about what the set list is tonight, you can go to WRIR.org. And the phone number here is 804-649-9737. We'll be right back.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Man, just 15 minutes left of Cause and Effect, and then Paul's Boutique, as you just heard, is up next. We heard a whole set of John Reese-related bands, and he is basically the guitar vocalist partner in crime to Rick Froberg through Pitchfork, Drive Like Jehu, and then Hot Snakes. So we heard Night Marchers with Clothes for Inventory, See You in Magic from 2008. We have, and that also has Gar Wood reappearing in that band too. The Sultans with Walk of Shame off of Shipwrecked and led by John Reese from, I guess that was year 2000, and I think they called it quits in 2007, releasing albums on Swami, John Reese's label. We heard Rocket from the Crypt off of Hot Charity, Bird Could Fly, and Drive Like Jehu as well as Rocket from the Crypt kind of got signed to the major label. It was like a, I don't know if they were on the same contract deal, but they both were signed at the same time to a major label. So I thought that was kind of an interesting, it took a lot of fans surprise because that wasn't necessarily bands you thought would ever end up, like a Fugazi kind of band, ending up on a major label. But you know what, if Sonic Youth can make the jump and do it gracefully, it shows that it's possible. We heard Hot Snakes with 10th Planet off of Automatic Midnight, and that was from the year 2000. Behind me right now is Delta 72, and I had mentioned earlier that the Hot Snakes had shared drummer Jason Krakuni. I really hope I'm saying that right, and I apologize if I'm not. It won't be the first or last time I probably slaughter somebody's name on air. So we're going to play as many songs as I can sneak into this final set, and I'm going to kick things off with a little bit more of Hot Snakes from Audit in Progress, a song called Plenty for All. This goes out to Josh.
Give away!
hate this part of the night where I can't finish the set. So I'm going to actually create, I'm going to do a podcast of this, which is on radioforall.net. I'm going to finish with a second podcast that's going to be the rest of the set that I didn't get to tonight. So, Rob, I have to apologize. I have Edsel on the list, and he's a member of Obits and certainly deserves to be a part of this set list tonight. Some of the more later influences of Rick Froberg with 13th Floor Elevator and Television. So, just quickly, what we just heard. Behind me is The Kids with City is Dead, and the Obits cover this on a Sub Pop 7-inch that came out in May of this year. Government Issue with Time to Escape, another song that they covered for Tony Hawk's American Wasteland soundtrack in 2005. We heard Off with I Don't Belong, and Mario Rubalcaba, I'm probably not saying that right, pro skater, but also drummer from San Diego, has been in Rocket from the Crypt and Hot Snakes, Sultan, so he needs to be thrown into this set as well, and the Hot Snakes with Plenty for All. I'm going to end the set with Obits, certainly needs to be snuck in as well, since this is where Rick Froberg is at now. Consider yourself schooled on the life and times of Rick Froberg, and so stoked to add an artist I've wanted to do a show for a really long time on. So we got the Fun Drive show and my very last Cause and Effect, which will be on Lee Hazelwood, coming up after that. So have a great night. Paul's Boutique up next. We'll be right back.
best in men's clothing. Call Paul's Boutique. Ask for Janice. The number is 718.